Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the law firm of Davis and Davis. We're not a real law firm. Go ahead, grab a beer, a glass of wine, sit back and listen.
Oh, yeah. Hey, could you tell that I boosted the bass on our intro?
You don't need to do that, man. When I listen to it in my car, it's already just like I have a subwoofer that's overblown anyway. You do not have to boost the bass at all.
Oh my God.
Screws are coming out of my bumpers. And yeah, no, it's...
I could just imagine what that sounds like in somebody's car that has like bass tubes.
Oh,
in the
God.
Back.
The rearview mirror is like shaking. Everybody's fuzzy. What the hell's going on?
So I have this little JBL speaker that I use at work. It's magnetic, so I can attach it to the metal on the car.
Gotcha.
And I was going around. Because our Purple Rain part one came out today. So cool. I popped it in and I was like, okay, I need to listen and hear what this sounds like. And anybody that has these little JBL speakers knows that the bass on them is, it's just insane how loud the bass is. So I was driving past the second tee on the West Course and all of a sudden it goes, and I had it sitting in this basket, which was causing it to be even freaking louder.
Like a megaphone.
I mean, the four guys on the tee are just staring at me like, what the hell was that? It's like, man, I love the bass. I love the bass.
It's Eddie, all about the bass.
So what happened to you this past weekend?
Oh, dear Lord. Cars, I've actually been getting in cars that I have pre-sold, so I've been busy with those. I've had a number of people coming in buying used cars that we actually have. My brother-in-law showed up this morning. Him and his wife got a car from me. I had a delivery this afternoon. I had a guy that was a previous customer and his car was in service and it needed like $6,000 worth of work. He's like, I just want to trade it in. I'm okay. So I get numbers. I'm thinking the whole time, it's like, I'm so far behind for stuff for today. I'm like, was out fixing the boat on Sunday. That was a long day. It's just, there's been stuff going on all the time. Oh, did you hear that Jim Seals of Seals and Croft died today?
Yes.
At age 80. Sad. Yeah. I totally dug Seals and Croft. Holy fuck. Jesus tap dancing Christ.
Well, Welcome to the prison system in Ohio.
Oh my God. How is it you can run over a mom and a baby and get less prison time than drugs? How the fuck is, oh God.
You know, there's certain drugs. There's the fentanyl that I believe should be outlawed.
Oh God, yeah.
The meth, you know, the thing about the meth is that people aren't necessarily dying from it as much. It's when it's cut with something that's even more evil. But the fentanyl is killed. I mean, you heard what he said.
That's the dude that hit my house and told out my wife's car was on fentanyl.
Was on fentanyl, yeah. I mean, there's certain drugs that really need to be outlawed. Marijuana. I mean,
it's just basically pharmaceutical grade heroin.
Marijuana.
It's fine.
What the hell is the problem with it? I have never heard of one person actually dying from marijuana.
I don't think you can OD from it. And it's like, let's face it. Do people do violent crimes on it? No, they want to sit in the couch and watch cartoons. I mean, it's like,
I don't do pot. You can see why I don't do pot. that was how the underling started, was with pot, and I saw him go from pot to cocaine to heroin to meth. I mean, the first 3 months that he was in jail, just in jail at the Newark jail, he was tweaking.
Oh my God,
man, you gotta get me out of here, man. All I need is 10 grand. You gotta get me out of here, man. All I need is 10 grand. Dude, if they're holding you and 10 grand will get out, that means that you have $1 million bond. That means that there was a task force after him.
Oh God.
He would rent a U-Haul to distribute drugs. There's a good commercial for U-Haul.
Need to distribute drugs? Call U-Haul.
Pay by the mile. All you have to do is go up to the corner.
When you're parked there selling your meth, you're not using any miles. It's a great deal.
I mean, my brother has learned his lesson. It is what it is. Jesus. At this point in time. But it is scary to listen to those stories. And I don't know how well you could hear what was going on, because I can't.
Semi, yeah. Most of it.
I can't tell what. I should have hit the recorder on my phone. But anyways, hey. But while we're sitting here, what are you drinking?
Yeah. I am drinking Minglewood Vodka, a product of Wooster, Ohio.
The Wooster.
The Woo. I'm getting my woo on.
It's the Wooster. Well, I am drinking a Bardstown hybrid. It was only like $66 at Specs. And it was a Bardstown Series 7 hybrid.
Is it like a multiple barrel bourbon kind of thing, or is it whiskey?
Yeah, it's a multiple barrel bourbon. It's a blended bourbon,
basically. Which is fine. No, that Red Rick Riviera whiskey is a blended whiskey. It's damn fine.
It's real light, like smooth.
That's like, okay. It doesn't always have to like hit you in the face with flavor all the time. You know, if it's just easy drinking, chill.
I don't think it's hitting me with anything, really. You say that now.
No, you say that now.
Oh, hell, after last week. Basil Hayden is my friend.
Basil.
I went out with Basil Hayden. And
I don't get me up.
Your name Basil Fawlty.
It's got good flavor. And notice I'm drinking it in my, well, you can't see it because of my
background. Hold it in front of your shirt. It'll show up. Hold it like right there. No. There you go. Yes.
Notice I'm drinking it in my new rocks glass.
That ooh, pretty.
I know that you can't see it, but there's a big D and it says Davis through the middle of it. These are the things that my brother will miss in life right now. Actually, he can never drink again with his liver only at 60%. I did tell him the myth that they tell you that you have cancer. Go ahead and drink. It doesn't matter.
Just yeah.
Go for it.
Just enjoy it.
Enjoy
it. Roll with it.
Unlike my father. All right. That was a very... So what did you do over the week? We did not discuss what you did over the weekend.
Yeah, we did. Fixing the boat and selling a lot of cars and I finally got some wall anchors to put up my little glass shelf to put my Wi-Fi up on the wall so I could have a little more room at the top of my desk here, which I'm really loving. You know what? I will take a little picture for you. How's that?
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Now, there we go.
When you're talking about anchor bolts.
Well, okay. So
did you do toggle bolts or did you do anchor bolts?
Originally, I drilled holes for the plastic thingies that you screw into the wall.
And then I
started screwing the screws in and the whole thing started spinning and made the hole bigger.
They suck.
Yeah, they suck a lot. So I have, as you know, a lot of YouTube channels. They're mostly boats, but I have this one YouTube channel and it's called Stud Pack. And I don't know. They're just really entertaining to watch. They're like small general contractors. They fix stuff up. Oh, this is a great picture. I've got to send this to you. You look like you're in the throes of passion.
What?
Hold on. Lord Petty Officer. Davis.
No.
That's how you are in my phone.
It's Reverend Count Scott Davis, Lord of Kerry.
Oh, sorry. Oh, God, that's a great...
Oh, that's a great picture of me.
But anyway, so you can see the little glass shelf up there. No, I got these really nice, I'd seen these guys using, God, I had a picture of them or anything. They're real super long. They've got a metal tip that you bend forward, stick through the hole and it pops out. You pull the whole thing back. This side of the wall like scoots down. I have no words for this. I could pull it up online and show you, but they work like a charm. They are so good. I had seen them use them on Stud Pack and they're like, yeah, we love these things. It's like, it doesn't matter how deep the hole is or anything. Cause you pull this thing taut, you snap off the stuff you didn't use. And it was effing awesome. It was great. So I got that up there. I'm digging life. I got my shelf back and one of these days I might consider getting a new printer just because everything I have, my computer, my monitor, everything is black except for that big ass printer up there. But it was cheap and my previous printer to buy the ink was as expensive as buying a brand new printer. And this new printer was also a scanner. Like, so I could scan documents to PDF. I could scan documents and print them. I could scan documents. Yeah. It's, so anyway, but it's white. Just doesn't go with the rest of my stuff. Kind of sad.
Yeah. I have a black printer.
Yeah. See,
I am not racist.
No, it's just, that's my whole aesthetic. Everything,
apparently you have to be racist because you have to have white.
Majority of my stuff is black. I'm like the anti-racist here. One tiny white thing up in the corner, and everything else is beautiful, black and beautiful. My fucking t-shirt's black. What are you talking about?
And everything is black and beautiful. Okay. What did I do over the weekend? I worked.
You worked and you scanned pictures and you worked. And how's your wife's car coming along, by the way?
Don't know. I have washed my hands with that whole thing. I just sit back and smile. Yep, smile and nod. Hey, so I was working this weekend, and we have, I'm going to say this, my golf course has the hottest beer girls, cart girls is what we call them, around, I do believe.
Cart women.
I don't even know if I would go as far as to say women. They're very, very young. Very young. With you cannot minute. Okay, I apparently can't minimize you to get this to open here. Let's see here. Open it with the photos. I'm gonna put this down here. I'm gonna do this. Share. And it would be, no, it would be screen one, right? That's one.
Damn.
Let's see here. No, I want you down here. There. That is the second one. I'm not going to show you anymore.
Okay.
Now, those two are college students. One is getting a degree in business finance. Business admin. The other one is getting her degree in communications. I have one that works at a bar in town. She's like 34 years old, smoking hot. I hate being old. I do.
I really. All right. So if you will be so kind as to stop sharing and allow me to screen share.
Let's see here. I will stop my share. And you should multiple participants. So we should be able to share at the same time now.
I have found our next, how do I put this? Thing that we miss, our next club that we must join. And it's in Ireland. So it's like, it's way at the very top of Ireland, but it's in Ireland. So start share screening. Yes, I want to continue. We must join this club.
What the hell? What the hell? I don't even know if I can say that out loud.
Muff is a village in County Donegal in the northwest of Ireland. A small number of us have created our own scuba diving club named after our town. When we launched our website, we were inundated with hits. That got us thinking. And as a bet in the local pub, we said we're going to try and make our little club in a little town into Ireland's largest scuba diving club in the world. It is the Muff Diving Club of Ireland. And yes, you can get a lifetime membership that comes with a t-shirt. However, extra large is as large as the t-shirts go because it's fucking Ireland. You get a membership card. Yeah.
But
$40, dude. $40.
Yeah. They sell shirts, people.
Yes. Yes, they do. I found that. I was like, oh, dear God.
So did you receive your certificate from?
I did. Karen? Yes. I said it was funny because like I got the email going, hey, we know COVID slows stuff down. We just want to make sure you got your thing. And if you haven't, let us know. And that very day it showed up. It's funny because it's the same group that did the count stuff in Bavaria. Yes.
Yeah.
Which is great, you know.
Well, I have not received mine yet.
Should be soon.
Mine or Bob's, because the fact that we can call Lord Bob a Lord,
the fact that you
just makes me laugh.
Dude, you missed it. You should have given him the lady title. Lady Bob.
Oh my gosh, I didn't think about that.
that would have sent him over the edge.
I am just waiting for him to make his brother and sister call him Lord.
That's Lord Bob.
Have you met Lord Bevere? He's in town today.
I have to say that as a favorite because going back to that website.
All right. We are past our time. I don't know how much of my brother's stuff I'm going to use.
Some. You have to use some for the love of God.
But I mean, he's... I'm telling you, the day he's out, there will be a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
There will be a three-way podcast. I don't know. I might even have to bring Bob into that one. But
oh man, that's a month of episodes right there. Dear Lord.
Boom.
And boom. Home. Headshot. That beep really comes across really well. Just so you know. I mean, almost as good as my swishing of the vodka.
I was so busy that I sure as shit hope we did not see anything bad during the Purple Rain thing, because all I did was put intro, exit, and post.
I got tired of this shit. Just roll, roll, roll.
Intro, exit, post. Trust me, if there's something wrong, I usually get an email about 2 hours after I posted it. Somebody will send me.
Oh,
somebody will send me something saying, you know, you said this, and I will go back and go, wow, I really need to edit that out.
Meh. It's us.
Meh.
We're not big on editing.
I know that... I don't even know if I changed music.
Probably need to add some Seals and Croft in there at some point. Just because.
Mm.
If you're playing music, I don't hear it. You may not be sharing it.
Beep. How could I not be? I know I pressed share. Share computer audio. Share.
There we go. You are now sharing computer sound. Yeah. Hmm.
All right, this is how bad this is. I was in such a rush in throwing music into this. I don't even know who the hell this is.
It's happy and upbeat. Who cares?
I'm sorry, whoever created the song.
I'm kind of digging it. Happiness hit her like a train on a track. Like her voice. Coming towards her. Roll with it, man. I like it.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I felt bad. I felt bad that I couldn't remember the artist. So we have to listen to it again.
Who is it?
Florence and the Machine.
I couldn't tell the song from the beginning, but once it kicked in, I'm like, oh, wait, I know this song.
Yeah, she's really big on the indie circuit and the festivals. And like I said, she was in one of the festivals that I worked. And I thought she was phenomenal. I went out and bought her album right off the bat. I fell in love with this song. Ooh, you know another great festival band?
Who?
Arcade Fire. They're out of Canada. They are phenomenal. I'll find a song.
Okay.
One of these days. I'll find a video for you to look at. It's, I love them. Oh, you know, this might be a show. Best festival bands.
Well, I know what your number one is.
Hang on. I think I have. Hey, Bert! It's the Mighty Mighty Boston! That was the best day of my... Wait. It was the best day of my life.
Oh, God. 3 hours of drunken Scott going, bark, bark.
This is funny, my Boston's. They wouldn't let us have Kraft macaroni and cheese. I was so upset about that.
I know, right?
That was a Lollapalooza, wasn't it?
I think so. Yeah, because there were like small stages up on the top of the lawn. Yeah, that was just a fun day.
I think that was. There were two memorable days in my life that I remember. One of them was not my wedding day.
Either of them.
but it was Lollapalooza, which I had never seen Bare Naked Ladies before that.
Oh, really?
So that was my first experience. And all of a sudden I'm like,
oh my God,
what the hell? What the hell did we just see?
How did I not know about this? So, yeah. Even the, what was the other band? The Bust of Beelzebub. What are those guys? Ruby Vroom. Oh God. What's the name of that band? They were on one of the back, stages at the top of the hill. Hold on, please.
I don't know. There was a guy. What was his name? Rollins.
Soul Coughing. Soul Coughing. Henry Rollins. That's right. Henry Rollins was there.
Yes.
Holy shit! I forgot about that. Yeah, but like Soul Coughing was there, and it's like I knew of them, and they were like a side band on the backstage. Dude,
yeah, but that was that. They were actually pretty good.
Yeah, Soul Coughing's great.
Soul Coughing was good. We went and saw the Henry Rollins band, which was
he's phenomenal. Great. I love him to death. Oh my God.
But then let's top it off with the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones
and Bare Naked Ladies.
And Bare Naked Ladies. That was the best.
We got so drunk we couldn't see straight.
I fell asleep on the lawn for a little bit.
A little bit.
I think that was like right after the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, or maybe even during. I may have been laying on my back saying this is the best band ever.
Best
festival ever.
I think I might I might overdo the Lone Wolf McQuade theme.
No, don't say that.
Oh, wait till Tron comes.
Oh,
I'm gonna have sound bites of Bit and everything.
I actually have those on my computer, and I think I have them on my phone, so I could do them as people's notifications.
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay. Today is one of Burke's choices. I always dread when Burke chooses stuff because he and I do not see everything in the same color of light. So what was this that you wanted to do as I hold up my Davis cup?
I can't see it. I was just top our like favorite cartoons, and then he was like, well, I didn't really watch a lot of cartoons. I said, okay, how about just favorite animated anythings?
Before you go any further, here's what I have to say to this. I apparently watched a lot more cartoons than I thought. Because coming up with 10 was easy.
Yeah, it's right?
I even left out like the whole DC Comics Justice League with the Wonder Twins and
I forgot about them. Yeah.
Batman, Superman, all of them together. Yeah. I didn't even put them on this list because I couldn't find it. But I remember watching.
So how many did you actually put on the list?
I put 10. I kept it at 10. I know that you have more. You're at what?
20.
Okay, so here is what I think we should do. I think we go through your list. And then if there are things on my list that match yours,
you can talk about those.
We can go into that discussion.
Okay.
And then whatever's left over, I'll talk about. And we'll go from there.
Okay.
Because I do believe there are going to be a few things.
There's got to be. There just has to be.
I mean, I also couldn't find Rugrats, which Rugrats was one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. That's Mark Mothersbaugh did the music for that. And yeah, that was a great cartoon.
We actually, when I got married the second time, we used the theme to Rugrats as our walk-in music.
That's awesome.
I loved it, man. I was like, oh, this is awesome. All right, sir. So why don't we start with what was the lowest one on your chart?
And these are a lot of these can be interchanged, but my number 20 was Beavis and Butthead.
There's another one I should have had on my list.
Speaking of Butthead, here comes the cat.
Kendrick.
He's like a cat or something. Sorry. So created by Mike Judge, first aired on MTV's Liquid Television in 1992, ran as its own series for 7 seasons from 1993 to 1997. It was revived for 1 season in 2011 and actually had a full feature film in 1996 called Beavis and Butthead Do America, which one of my favorite lines of all time comes out of is they are in the trunk of a car that is rolling down the highway and they somehow manage to pry the trunk open. And they're like, how are we going to get out of here? It's like, just hit the ground running real fast. You'll be fine. I'm like the only person in the theater rolling in laughter at that line. Start running really fast. You'll be fine.
Okay, so I did like Beavis and Butthead. And Beavis and Butthead, when we were growing up, was huge.
That was big, man.
Because it was a nasty cartoon, and we just hadn't seen anything like that before.
so crass and tacky and tasteless, and oh yeah, it was great.
It was like
an animated version of the Ghoul Show almost.
When did that come out? 19
The first it came out on there was a show called Liquid Television that had like bunches of little shorts. That was in 1992, and then it got its own season in 93.
Okay. Yes, I loved Beavis and Butthead. That was part of the MTV revolution, which for those of you who don't know, MTV started in the mid 80s, and it played
music.
Yeah. But they actually played songs all day long.
It was 24 hours of song videos. Yeah, it was funny because like the first like month they were out, they only had like 112 videos. So like you saw the same ones over and over and over again. It was great. I mean,
for MTV made Madonna what she is now. Her Like a Virgin video was just mini movies.
Yeah. Well, and Michael Jackson spent like $1 million on a friggin' video. Well, that, got John Landis to direct it. That, you know, it was big. It was big.
Wasn't that the Thriller video?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where he actually got Vincent Price to do a voiceover for it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it was big business. And it was weird huge. Because like that killed off like bands that were ugly because you had to see them on the, it was weirdest thing. Like Yaz had some good music, but man, she just was not a good looking woman to look at on MTV and killed her.
That is what made Milli Vanilli able to be what they were. And you know what I forgot to do again?
Start a timer. It's add okay. 10 minutes.
Well,
all right, so we got a bunch of stuff. So my number 19 is Yellow Submarine by the Beatles.
Never saw it.
It is a little bit like doing acid without having to do acid. None of the voices are actually done by the Beatles, but there's it's worth looking at least once. There's some great little bits in there. They have the blue meanies, which are like these big blue guys. And he's got this evil glove that goes and eats people. It's a trip. It's a great. And there's all the Beatles music going throughout the whole thing. Actually, Pixar's co-founder and former chief creative officer, John Lasseter, was credited. He credited that film with generating a wider interest in animation as a serious art form.
Blue meanies.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah, clavy.
That's what my ex-wife called my Viagra tablets. And those are blue meanies.
Blue meanies. My number 18. Oh man, I love this show. Batman the Animated Series.
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen, we have a match here. Now this is your number 18.
Yeah.
This is my number 2.
Woo! Yeah, I feel bad because, and please, listeners, dear friends, forgive us. This thing was kind of thrown together. Life got in the way of enjoyment, and this is my enjoyment. But yeah, I probably should have had this a little bit higher in the list. So, but anyway, I'll give you just a little tidbits. I don't have much. 1992 to 1995, 85 episodes, series praised for its thematic complexity, film noir aesthetics, darker tone. Mark Hamill as a Joker, phenomenal. Kevin Conroy is absolutely my most favorite Batman voice actor ever.
It's
just perfect.
It's the gravelly voice.
His satire comes through. He's phenomenal. 3 daytime Emmy Awards and 1 primetime Emmy Award, and inducted into the Television Hall of Fame, a cartoon into the Television Hall of Fame. Okay, Scott, go.
All right. The Batman, the animated series, was based on the Dark Knight series that the comic book
and series. And another one, but yeah, the Dark Knight was the biggest one. Yeah,
The Dark Knight battles crime in Gotham City with occasional help from Robin and Batgirl. So you do have Robin and Batgirl just like the
every now and then, and they're not big, but there's every now and then.
This is the Batman that's not nice, and that's why I fell in love with him. I love the Bruce Ward comedic Batman, or Bruce Ward. I love the Adam West comedic Batman that we had in the 1960s. Oh, yeah. That was brilliant. But in the 90s, it was time to have that dark character.
And we know from a previous podcast how much you're into the having it at least pretty damn close to the comics,
yeah,
and following
and
what you feel is should be the realistic version of him. And it was even like the animation, if I recall, it wasn't drawn on white paper, it was drawn on black paper, so it was all dark out, like all the color you saw was color added, not color subtracted. Which is a great look.
It was done in reverse of the way most cartoons are done. Most cartoons are written on white or drawn on white. This was written on black, and it's just it made it totally different. The other thing is that this was the first time that we started having computer animation added in with it, which there were certain scenes where it would be raining out, and it was uniformed all the way across, whereas if you look at old versions of like Tom and Jerry, the rain had to be almost
drawn.
Almost.
It would skip and it wouldn't look realistic.
Right.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. They were really able to do a lot more with the computer editing to make it look like what it was. The soundtrack, the music that they used in this series was absolutely incredible.
It was the Danny Elfman theme, wasn't it?
Well, they used the Danny Elfman theme. They paid Danny Elfman to do separate cuts for them.
Oh, no shit. That's awesome.
It was basically the movie animated. So, and it followed the Dark Knight series in the comic books. That's what I loved about it. I couldn't stop watching it.
No, it was a great, even the NES Game Boy was based on that cartoon series and had the same sounds, and it was a great little game to play. I never beat that game. I could not beat the boss on that stupid game.
It's like I said, this made it to my number two. I think I probably got a few more on mine that are on yours, but
I got 20 of them, so chances are good. All right, so
what's your next?
Number 17, Animaniacs. 1993, 5 seasons, 99 episodes.
That was my number 4.
I don't have a damn thing written about that other than that, because I figured you only had 10. I'm like, okay, I'll just kind of go through the list here. But
the Animaniacs was an adventure of a trio set back in the 1930s, but they kind of had a little bit more of a modern way of living. They were rude. They were crude at times. They were mean to each other, which wouldn't happen in the 1930s.
No.
But it was just a zany comedy that took you away for 21 minutes. Now, you know, this started out as an animation short.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It wasn't meant to be a cartoon. It started out as a short to be played on, gosh, I'm trying to remember now because I don't have the...
Something like Tiny Toons or something like that?
Yeah, it was supposed to
fit this is Spielberg. In between.
Yeah. Yeah, it was supposed to fit in between other movies or different things.
Gotcha. And I'll tell you what, mate, some of them, like, I love the Abbott and Costello Who's on First bit, and they had Slappy Squirrel at a rock concert doing that bit, and it is brilliant. It is hilarious. Who's on stage? No, that's the band. The band? No, the band's on. Dude, the band? Yes. Yes is on stage. No, Yes isn't even at this concert. Oh, dude, it was brilliant.
We are the Animaniacs. Oh,
Dot was a cute. And the songs, holy crap. Okay, so is it Rob Paulsen? Is that the guy that does Yakko?
Yes.
He still to this day remembers the entire song of the countries of the world and can sing it faster and faster and faster as he goes, because he had to memorize that whole thing, which is really weird because half those countries don't exist anymore. But yeah, just a great show. All the voice actors were fabulous on that thing. Just so many great memories on that cartoon.
Let's see here. We had Rob Paulsen was Yakko. Tress McNeely was Dot. Jess Harnell was Wacko.
And it was very much modeled after Ringo Starr.
Yeah. And the thing is that Jess Harnell was a musician. So,
oh, really?
It really kind of fit in. Frank Weller played Ralph. I love Frank Weller. The Animaniacs took part in several movies, accidentally or on purpose. We don't know if they were there or not for that, but they were added into different movies. The Santa Claus version that, what was his name? Anyway, I can't remember his name now. It wasn't the Santa Claus. It was a different version for a different network, and one of the Animaniacs, Wacko, made it into it. It was really kind of amazing. It ran.
I'm talking with my mic off. Frank Weller was the original Fred from Scooby-Doo. I was like, wait, what?
Yes, he was. What else was there? I think that's all I have for this. Bernadette Peters was in it.
Yes. Oh my God, that's right. She was.
Played Rita.
The cat with the dog, and the dog was modeled after. The play. I will pet him and hugging him, squeeze him and love him, and I will call him George.
I will love you and hold you and squeeze you and. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right.
I still to this day do that with my cats.
I will right up you. Until the point you get bitten clawed.
I will love you and hold
I
you.
I will love you. I pet you and squeeze you and I will call you George.
Wow. Okay. So we now have two.
Awesome.
And you're only on what?
17. So my number 16 is The Incredibles.
Nope.
Really? Oh, dude. I love the music. I love that they captured the spy genre vibe and a superhero vibe all at the same time. It's Pixar. It's always pretty. Craig T. Nelson, Holly Hunter, Samuel Jackson. It's set in the 50s and then modern day, and it was the fourth highest grossing film of 2004, and
I didn't put any films on here.
Oh, I thought that was I did because I thought you didn't have any cartoons to do.
And I'm sure that I said that, but if you don't remember as we were starting this, I couldn't even remember what the fuck the other segment was.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
And
you didn't write down your notes, did you?
I was drunk as hell, if you didn't notice.
I have put notes into Google Docs that are almost illegible, but just barely enough to know what I'm supposed to do for next. Like, what is that? What does that say? I was typing it, for crying out loud. What? Okay, I think I know. All right, so The Incredibles, like that movie. Okay, so I have a one episode of one cartoon on my list, and it is What's Opera Doc?
That would be Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny, Elmer Fudd, Opera. Now, they did two.
Now, is this your... Okay,
this is my number 15.
Before you move on, we have to go back to Incredibles.
Oh, okay.
Because, like I said, I didn't put movies on here, but I have to add Incredibles to my list. Because Incredibles was one of the... There were two pictures by Pixar.
I have another one on my list.
There are three pictures by Pixar that I sat back and I was like, these are incredible. But Pixar was incredible.
Oh yeah. Like, everything they touch is gold.
Back before they were bought by Disney, Pixar was phenomenal. You had the best owners who were trying to do something. They wanted everything to be incredible. Now, I'm going to hold off on saying my other two, but The Incredibles I loved because of the spy element of it.
The music was spot on in that. Oh my God, the music was great in that. Anyway,
it was a great film. I probably would have put this about 7 in my list had I done films.
Like I said, this is a little cobbled together, and I apologize, but you may understand when you hear some of my rest ones. So What's Doc is my number 15. This is a Warner Brothers Bugs Bunny cartoon with Elmer Fudd, directed by Chuck Jones. He's the man. Written by Michael Maltese. It was aired July 6th of 1957.
So this is the old
stuff. This is old OG. Elmer chasing bugs through the parody of a 19th century classic composer Richard Wagner's opera, Der Ring I'm going to butcher this. The Ring of Nibelung, and the Flying Dutchman, Der Fliegende Holländer. And Tannenhauser. Jesus Christ. It borrows heavily from the second opera in the Ring cycle, De Valkyrie, woven around the typical Bugs Elmer Fudd feud. It has been widely praised as in the animation industry as the greatest animated cartoon Warner Brothers has ever released. It has been ranked in the top 50 animated cartoons of all time. In 1992, the Library of Congress deemed it a culturally, historically, and aesthetically significant cartoon and selected it for preservation in the National Film Registry, the first cartoon to ever get that honor.
Mm.
That's how cool that cartoon is. And it's like, that's how we learned about opera. That's how we learned about classical music. We learned it from Bugs Bunny. It was a great. I mean, he was like, you had Thor and the Thunder and the Valkyries, and just, it was a great cartoon.
Okay. How about your 14?
Ren and Stimpy. Not a fan, huh?
Was not on my list.
Oh, but were you a fan?
not, I mean, I didn't watch it enough to be a fan.
Okay.
The couple of episodes that I watched, I got annoyed and I just couldn't.
They took tacky to another level. They threw in some innuendos that
were still
cannot believe made it into a kid's cartoon. There is one. Oh God, I would love to be able to pull this up and show you. There is one where like the Stimpy has got this log stuck between his butt cheeks. Ren has got this like saw strapped on and is sawing. I mean, it's like they're having sex in a cartoon. It is the like, how the hell did you people get away from the little side stuff was hilarious. Like log, the little, it was like a commercial for Slinky, but it was all about log, which was hilarious. But Billy West, who we will probably hear about later on, did the dim-witted cat Stimpy. So anyway, that's my number 14.
Okay.
My number 13.
Hold on a second. Yeah, I just saw something that kind of interested me. Okay. Go on, sir.
Number 13 is one of my earliest cartoons I ever watched as a kid. My mother hated it. It's too violent. You shouldn't be watching that. But it was awesome. It's fucking awesome. Speed Racer. Ooh. 1967 to 1968, only 52 episodes. So this was like the first Japanese anime cartoon introduced into the US. An American company pretty much said, we want to put this on American television. So they bought some rights. They had three voice actors, two guys, one girl. They did all of the voices for all of the characters. There were obviously major editing and dubbing efforts. So the producer's name is Peter Fernandez. He not only wrote and directed the English language dialogue, but also provided the voices for many of the characters. So he was one of the three. He did Racer X and Speed Racer himself. And it was also responsible for the rearrangement of the theme song, because there is a theme song, Maka Gogo, that was Japanese and it was very kind of military and everything. So he modernized it and put some English words and all that kind of stuff. Great memories of that. I love the fact that I bought I was gifted the DVDs later on in life, and I'm watching an episode of the original Speed Racer, and you know, he had the cockpit that could close up so he could take the Mach 5 underwater. So they're underwater, they crash or whatever. He starts the car up. The sound effect for starting the car up underwater was literally a toilet flushing. I was crying. I was laughing so hard after I heard it. I was like, oh dear God. So yeah, but it's just a great, and I'm probably one of the few people that love the Wachowski brothers, sisters, whatever, redoing of the movie Speed Racer with Christina Ricci and all that. I love that movie to death. So anyway, that is my number 13.
All right. It was not on my list, so you can actually carry on.
All right. My number 12 is the movie Heavy Metal.
Ooh. I should have had this on my list.
Now, as a high school student, I would often walk downtown and catch a bus up to the high school, and there was a office building that had a magazine shop that carried the Heavy Metal magazine, and so I would go in there and go through the heavy metal magazine while I was waiting, and then I put it back and I would get on my bus. So I was aware of heavy metal magazine way back in what, 1980, 81. And so when I was actually able to see the movie, now it came out, the movie came out in 81. I was not able to see it at that point in time. I saw it a little bit later on, but it was stuff taken directly from, and actually it's kind of cool. Cause one of the cartoons from heavy metal is directly taken from, oh God, what's his name? Mobius.
And okay.
This particular cartoon had a cab driver who drove this floating cab through this metropolitan city that reached up into the sky, which was the basis for the Fifth Element, which Mobius also did a whole bunch of work on. So yeah, and the movie wasn't great.
What are you talking about? John Candy,
Eugene Levy,
Richard Romanus,
Joe Flaherty, Harold Ramis.
Was Harold Ramis in that as well?
Yes. Yeah, he was the one stone driver of the big round thing at the end.
Oh, yes. John Vernon was in it.
John Vernon, yeah.
Let's see. I just brought up the list here. John Vernon, Eugene Levy, Roger Bumpus, Douglas Kenny, George. There's people that I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Flaherty.
Produced by
Susan Roman.
Ivan Reitman of Ghostbusters fame.
Yes, indeed. Writers were Daniel Goldberg, Len Bloom, and Dan O'Banion.
I've heard O'Banion.
Okay, I love the movie.
Later on in life, the animation leaves a little to be desired. The stories leave a little to be desired. But when it came out, it was kind of groundbreaking and earth-shattering in a way. It was a phenomenal film for 81.
It was the first time I saw comic boobies.
And Devo, I mean, some of the music, I mean, now granted, none of the music was truly heavy metal music, but the music was great. You had Devo, Red, God, what's his name? The guy that was in, oh dear God, I Can't Drive 55. Who is that?
Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar.
Oh, she's
the peanut gallery's popping up.
I was looking to see if they actually list all the songs that were in it, and they don't. That sucks. Ivan Reitman, producer, music by Elmer Bernstein.
Now that's right. He did the incidental music. That's right. I totally forgot about that. Don Felder, Taking a Ride, Trust, Nazareth, Donald Fagen, Blue Oyster Cult, Devo, Black Sabbath, Cheap Trick, Stevie Nicks, Journey, Grand Funk Railroad, Don Felder again, Sammy Hagar, Journey, Devo, Black Sabbath, Stevie Nicks, Elmer Bernstein, Blue Oyster Cult. Yep.
Major hitters. I mean, Cheap Trick was my favorite band when I was growing up.
I was big into Devo back in the early 80s, so I loved the fact that We're Through Being Cool was in there.
Yeah, what a great flick. All right, yes. So I think we've been on heavy metal enough. What are you on, number 14?
Number 11.
Oh, number 11.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right, this one is Rocco's Modern Life.
And ladies and gentlemen,
we have a winner.
Scott's number 9 is Rocco's Modern Life.
1993 to 1996, and a theme song by The B-52s.
Yes.
That's just a good, yeah. You know you're starting off good when you get the B-52s rolling in the credits, yeah. 52 episodes, too, which is, that's good. For the 90s, that's real good.
52 episodes is good.
Yep.
All right. Put my glasses on so that I can see all this.
So the show, I don't got much. The show launched the careers of voice actors Carlos Alazaquai and Tom Kenny. So once again, Tom Kenny showing up again. This is the guy who ended up doing SpongeBob eventually. Okay.
Correct.
After the show's cancellation, much of the staff regrouped to work on SpongeBob SquarePants, created by Rocco's creative director, Steven Hillenburg.
Correct.
That's all I got. Take it, Scott.
Guest artist that they had on their show include Jennifer Hughes, Richard Simmons, Stuart Getz, Billy West, Elizabeth Daly, and Jill Talley.
Do you know who Elizabeth Daly is?
Elizabeth Daly,
also known as E.G. Daly.
Also known as E.G. Daly, is known for Pee-wee's Big Adventure as Dottie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She was on
the Powerpuff Girls.
Powerpuff Girls, Happy Feet, Babe, Pigs in the Sky.
And she was also in Valley Girl.
Yes. I have a picture of her.
And Better Off Dead.
I actually have a picture of her in a pink outfit. But she was also in, what was this one? The Devil's Reject.
I forgot about that.
She's been around the block once or twice. It was a very interesting animated adventure, which, like you said, started the careers. Well, it started SpongeBob.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like most of that group went on to do SpongeBob, and that's just
almost the entire production team from this show were on SpongeBob,
which somehow did not make it on my list. What the hell was I thinking?
Okay. I don't know. There's over 70 animators for this show alone. That's a huge amount of people.
Oh, yeah.
It was just a fun show to watch. This came out in the 90s.
It went like pretty left field sometimes, but it drew itself back, and you were okay with it. It was just a lot of fun. So, it was just a whole lot of fun to watch.
So Rocco's Modern Life came out in 1993. I was in the Navy. And you needed certain things when you're in the Navy to take your head
out of the Navy?
Yeah, you have to close off your head for a little bit. And this was one of those shows that we would sit in the common area and watch and just sit there and laugh and have a good time. And we wouldn't worry about what we were shooting, what we were doing, you know, any of that stuff. It was just a good half hour of fun. And that is why it was on my list.
Yep. Yeah, it was good stuff.
All right. Already. So you cannot go any further.
Because we
are at
take a break.
We are at time.
Well, I know we have to take a break because
you're up.
I never really did a review of this vodka. This is very smooth. It's got a lot of high notes and is very tasty. I have been drinking this on the rocks and it is very, very pleasant. I like this vodka a lot and it didn't break the bank. So I'm pretty proud.
Here, you notice I am
empathy.
I am, where's
empathy. There's the D. I see the, that didn't come out right. I can see the Davis. Oh, crap. There it is. Awesome. It is. Oh, that's great, man.
I actually bought those for you as well, but they got returned because they were damaged. I have a set for you, but anyways.
Someday.
We are at your top 10. I have what we'll do when we come back is we will do our top 10 like we usually do. And if it was one that I've already discussed, I'll say it and we'll move on.
Fair enough.
Let me see what I have here, because I added songs that, yeah.
That you don't remember.
Hey, oh yeah, we'll do that one. Yeah.
Selling songs and my pimp's a record label. This world is full of demon stocks and bonds and Bible traders. So I do the deed, get up and leave, a climber and a sadist, yeah. Are you ready for the sequel? Ain't ready for the latest in the garden of evil. I'm gonna be the greatest in a golden cathedral.
I notice you haven't added any songs that I asked you to add.
All right, on that note, we're out of here.
See you soon.
We'll be back. Hey, make sure that you check back soon for part two of this podcast.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.